Hello, it's ambulance services. The patient breathing.
Hi, yeah, my little brother's just been stabbed.
He's been stabbed, okay. How old is he?
13.
Male has been hit by a tram.
The patient away. Sorry, what was that?
Hello? Lovely, it's yours. I think she passed away.
Every hour of every day, over 100 people call for an ambulance across Greater Manchester.
Is that the cardiac arrest? Oh, my God.
In the control centre, every single one needs a split-second decision.
I've got no ambulances free.
Emergency disconnect, please!
Who needs an ambulance quickest and who must wait?
You need to push hard to get the baby out, OK?
Is there any way you can safely make your own way to hospital?
Taking you to the beating heart...
I love you.
..of our NHS. We follow the story behind the sirens...
You need blood straight away.
..as crews race to save lives.
One, two, three, four.
Don't give up. This'll keep him going till the ambulance arrives.
Let's deal with it when we get there. Because we can.
Please, hurry up.
Ambulance, is the patient breathing?
I don't know. I need an ambulance.
The patient breathing?
Is he breathing?
Yes!
Yeah, he's breathing.
Okay, tell me exactly what happened.
That's trash! Get here now!
Tell that person to stay calm. That's the best thing he can do.
Yeah, just stay calm.
I need to get him out of the ditch.
Don't move him. Don't move him. We're getting help out to him as quick as we can.
999 mode activated.
Round about 200 metres, first exit, left, 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 left.
Dr. Ian and paramedic Rob are the only specialist team on duty tonight across the 5,400 square miles of the northwest. Their specialist training means they are able to respond to the most life-threatening emergencies. They are 30 miles away from the scene of the motorbike accident. One ambulance, a senior paramedic, police and the fire service have been dispatched to the scene.
Hi, Tim, it's Ian.
Just an update on this, mate. We've seen him off the road. He's had a period of unconsciousness. He's got an agitated head injury. Staring off to the right-hand side, right people from the two sides, larger than the left.
He's tripping himself around at the moment, he's doing down at the moment.
So is he?
We're contemplating, settling with a bit of ketamine, maybe.
To be honest, mate, if he's manageable, we're literally 5 minutes down the road. I'd just try and hold fire.
Yeah.
If he's completely unmanageable, then yeah, give him 20 of ket or something. But we're really not very far away. Hotel X-ray on scene.
Reports from paramedics on scene suggest the patient has suffered a brain injury.
Has he hit anything?
He's ended up down there.
Right.
So this is Lee.
Yeah.
He's come off his motorbike at about approximately 40 miles per hour.
Right.
He appeared to skid and then he's gone down into the ditch. And his right pupil is size 5.
Right.
His right pupil is size 3.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
It's serious.
Yeah, I know. All right, we're going to sort you out, fella, OK?
So you're going to roll him out, are you, Doctor?
Yeah, I tend to just do it out there so we've got space.
And he...
So let's get him wrapped up, pop him off to sleep, and then I guess it's Preston from here, is it? Yep, OK.
Set this up,
fine.
I'll see you outside.
Okey-doke. If I'm just going to have a quick chat with, what's his wife and...
Wife and son.
Yeah, OK. Hi, guys, you family?
Yeah.
Yeah, hello, my name's Ian, I'm one of the doctors working with the air ambulance.
Okay.
Obviously, you know he's pretty poorly at the moment. He's had a nasty bang to his head, okay. What we're going to do is we're going to pop him off to sleep and then he's going to need to go to Preston Hospital.
If I can speak to him, I know he'll calm down.
My mum will calm him.
No, he's had a big bang to the head, okay. It's not to do with anything else, it's because he's had a knock to his head, I'm afraid. Okay, he needs to go to sleep, he needs to go to hospital as quickly as we can. We're all trying to help him, okay? We're all trying to do the best for him, all right? Okay.
Thank you.
Let's get rolling. Yeah, just about there. That's absolutely brilliant. Right. Once we've got him asleep, we'll just lift him So what I want you to do is crouch down here and just hold his head like that, okay? He's gonna be sick, left lateral, bring him over to me. Suction.
In an attempt to stabilise the patient and prevent pressure building around his brain, Dr. Ian performs an RSI.
OK, we're going to give him some drugs. It'll take about 30 seconds to work. Super.
A general anaesthetic is given to the patient.
That's 45 seconds. Okay.
And a tube is inserted into his windpipe to take over breathing.
Suction. Boozy to me.
So that's a 99.
OK, that's through the cords.
OK, tube going on.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah. Super. Ready, brace, lift.
He's in. Right, that's back on. BP is cycling. Sats are 98, good. Pulse are 92. Systolic 119. Happy with those.
Happy to go.
The patient will be taken to the nearest major trauma centre, 16 miles away.
Hello, is that Preston ED? Can I give you a pre-alert about a patient, please? So I've got a 50-year-old male motorcyclist, RTC. Injuries top to toe, seems to have a significant head injury. He's had a rapid sequence induction and he's coming to you asleep and we are about 20 minutes away. Should we get some hands on the scoop, guys? OK, everybody got a bit. Ready, brace, lift. Super. OK, guys, ready for handover? Yep. So this is Lee, 50 years old. He's an RTC motorbike. I don't think he's collided with anything. He's just gone low-sided and gone down into a ditch. But he did have a deviant gaze on scene. Vomited immediately pre-RSI. So we've just kept him head up, no collar. He's had another 20 of ket and another 30 of rock just before we got here, so you should be reasonably good on paralysis. As far as we know, no other medical problems, no other past medical history. OK, thank you very much.
Hello, it's the ambulance service.
The doctor's not cooperating.
So who's not cooperating?
The doctor's... He's feeling... Well, on my medication.
OK, so first of all, can I take your address?
For what?
For your house, where you are.
If you come out, I'll start using violence. Look at a grenade. You ring this phone number, I'll be coming for you.
You coming for me?
What's this bomb job?
Patient states he has a grenade and he is going to use it. Jesus Christ. The address where it is just behind control.
The threats are coming from a caller who is close to ambulance control, prompting a concern for the safety of staff.
It is fairly close, and obviously we have got the petrol station next door to where we are.
I'm just going to ring the security lodge.
Duty manager Jackie instructs security to lock down the building.
The only update we've got at the moment is for our staff to be going out in the uniform, just in case.
Just be wary, and we need to tell everybody.
All right.
Oh,
hi, love it. It's the duty manager from Ambulance Control. We've got a job at the moment. Someone who'd said they've got a grenade. He was going to let the grenade off.
Police are dispatched to the scene.
Well, have I got a job for you?
Alpha 302, Damien and Tom, are the nearest available crew.
Saying that he believes his doctor's meddling with his medication. Well, if he's gone a little bit further beyond that.
Saying he has a grenade in his possession.
You're running primarily not to obviously go and deal with the grenade,
but to go and deal with a gentleman who's having a mental health episode by the sounds of it.
Give us a shout if you require any further assistance from this end of it.
Not a problem, mate. We will go and see what's there. Thank you, mate.
We have hundreds, if not thousands, of calls a week, people with mental health problems. These are some of the most volatile type of jobs. Unfortunately, the day and age that we live in now, there's a lot of risk for patients, but there's also risk to the ambulance crews. They do occasionally encounter really dangerous things and scary people, scary situations, where their personal safety could be in jeopardy.
Police emergency.
Yeah, no, it's the ambulance service. Hi, it's just within your log 2199.
Officer on scene.
An officer on scene now.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
All right, love, thank you. Thanks a lot, bye.
Yeah, that'll be us.
Aha, hello.
Hello,
hello, hello. Why are we here?
My brother's boring.
Did you suffer any mental health issues?
Hallucinations.
Okay.
So he says. Anxious.
Anxious, yeah. I definitely agree with that, yeah. Shall we see if you can get some medication off like an out of house GP tonight or something? Probably do something just to calm us down a little bit. How's that sound?
It's up to you then.
Yeah? We'll go out to the ambulance and we'll go and ring this GP. Yeah?
Yeah.
Come on then, mate.
Plus, we can get you warm,
yeah? Come on then, bud. We're going to go out to the ambulance and ring the GP, get your medication sorted.
You good? Can you take a seat down there? Is that right?
Shall we try and bob you up to the hospital tonight and get you have a chat and serve sort of a mental health worker? Because, well, at the minute, we're really, really distressed out, we're really anxious, and I'm just a bit worried that you're not in the right frame of mind at the moment. Yeah?
I'll be all right, man.
The thing is, bud, we've been here tonight and I feel like we've calmed you down. Obviously, we can't stay with you all night, can we? So, if we can get a nurse to speak to you and try and calm you down, then we can get your medication looked at.
Yeah?
You've got to prioritise patients. Yeah. I'm nothing.
Hey, you are to us, mate.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah?
You're not to them, man.
Hey, you're in red. You're in red. Yeah?
I never heard of you had a blue top on.
We just want to help you, bud. What help have you had in the past?
Could be a motivational program. You can read it, I'll show you now.
What have we got for me here? A progress report. Can I read through this?
Of course, John.
Yeah. Was always respectful on the group and there were never any issues regarding his attitude or behaviour. Mm. That's good, isn't it?
Very
I can imagine some people turn up there and cause havoc, don't they? Yeah. Did you complete it all? Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's... It says you're a decent guy, and you seem a decent guy to me. Yeah? All right.
Arrived at 0025.
He's actually quite a nice guy, wasn't he?
That's a problem. Deep down, he wasn't a bad dude.
Our hands are tied a bit there, aren't we? I mean, hospital isn't the place.
Nah.
I don't think he was suitable to be left at home.
Nah.
He was just everywhere. He was irate. And leaving on his own at home, it was like... So we bring him to a place of safety where they can assess him, but they just want to be here. It's the only sort of option we've got, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
How many jobs have you got?
We haven't really got much in, luckily.
Speak for yourselves. I've got a 5-year-old, full flight of stairs, neck and back pain. I've got an elderly person having chest pain.
It's not as bad as you having 40 jobs and you're screening it happening,
no,
though, is
it's
it?
It's not quite
so
as bad.
It could be worse. It could be a lot worse. 44, thank you. We have got a couple waiting. Let me see what's best for yourselves.
Alpha 424, Jordan and Amanda, have just cleared from their fourth job of the night.
We've got... It's a 94-year-old female, breathing heavy and cannot talk.
Arthritis, and she's got high BP.
Yeah, no worries. We'll go and have a look at her.
Thanks. Patient's name is Margaret.
Margaret. Lovely, thank you. Little Margaret.
Well, Margaret's got her eating on.
I know, she will have.
They normally do, don't they?
They always do, don't they? Hello.
Hello. Let's have a look at you.
Well, I'll get something in bed.
OK.
It's just a matter that I couldn't get my breath. This has been happening this last few months, but
did you panic?
Well, a bit.
Yeah.
I tried not to because just thought I wasn't going to breathe again.
Margaret, do you have carers?
Because my hearing's not good.
Margaret, do you have carers?
Curlers?
Yeah.
No, not curlers. I can tell you've got curlers. Carers!
Stop making me laugh.
I'm sorry, my hearing's not very...
Do you have any help at home? Any carers?
No. Try to manage without. I have got a hearing aid.
Where are they?
Put them in.
Where are they? In the hall.
Save our voices. Put them in.
Can you hear me now, Margaret?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
Good.
I'm sorry I'm bringing people out.
No, don't apologise, Margaret. That's what we're here for, isn't it?
I usually say, no, I don't want to go to the hospital, so I...
Can I put this in your ear?
Yes.
I'll get the kettle on.
We'll have a cup of tea with you. You're doing really well, Margaret. For 94?
Yeah. Oh,
it's not too strong for you, is it, Margaret?
Thank you very much.
We like our tea strong.
What did you used to do for work, Margaret?
When I was 18 and a half, I had to do a war job. I did a specialist electrical testing job at the end of the war because the men weren't back from the war and ladies were still doing men's jobs. So I had to go and fit telephones in people's houses. I can still use a drill and put a shelf up, you know.
Need you to come and live at my house.
Was Henry your husband?
That was my husband, yes.
Where did you meet?
Met him at a wedding.
Oh, lovely.
I didn't fall in love at all. I gave him up about three times.
I wasn't expecting... I thought you were going to say it was love at first sight.
No, it wasn't. No. I think I fell for his motorbike, really.
And his money?
No, he didn't. He didn't have a penny. Oh. He spent his money as he got it.
You're very determined, Margaret.
Yes.
Keeps your independence, though, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. I said I might need help before long to do some jobs, but if I can do them, I will.
I'd sit here all night and speak to you, Margaret.
I could. Are you feeling better now?
Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you for your time.
No, you're welcome. Thank you for the cup of tea.
People have got real problems and that, but thank you very much.
You're welcome.
See you, Margaret.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh,
she was
amazing.
I could have sat there until 7 o'clock and spoke to Margaret. How old? 94. Amazing.
Driving, doing her own shopping, no carers.
I'd happily get to 94 if I was like that.
Yeah.
She had a little pedal cycle behind the settee, so she probably don't even sit still. Even when she sat watching telly, she's probably pedalling away, yeah. I suppose that's what's get you to 94.
That's what you get, yeah.
I've got no chance.
As a paramedic, we have lots of equipment that we can use for people that are unwell. But one of the most valuable things that we have is just spending time with somebody. An hour, 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours, even more, is sometimes what people need the most.
Monday morning. The Orange team are back on duty for another 12-hour shift.
Alpha 302.
302, thank you. Good morning. I've got your sign on through. Welcome. You are loud and clear. Hope you're prepared for Monday.
Alpha 347, good morning.
Not you again.
We've been like that for?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm only joking.
Alpha 424, good morning.
424, good morning, guys. Radio check.
Yep, we can hear you loud and clear. We've got all our comms. Yes, we are available and we need to pick up, please.
Ambulance service, is the patient breathing?
I can't feel my legs. I have to phone because I feel like I'm going to collapse and I'm on my own.
I think he needs possibly sectioning. He's got Theresa May's voice in his head and Jeremy Corbyn and all sorts.
Ambulance service, is the patient breathing?
Yeah.
Is the patient awake?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me exactly what's happened.
I think I've just given birth.
You think you have?
Yeah, I didn't know I was pregnant.
How old are you, please?
20.
Okay, how many weeks pregnant are you?
I don't have a clue.
Okay, so just to clarify, is the baby completely out?
I'm on my own, I don't know.
Okay, my name's Meg, all right. Do not try to prevent the birth, okay? And do not sit on the toilet and assume the most comfortable position and take deep breath between contractions, okay? You need to push hard to get the baby out, okay?
Okay.
You can, we're going to do this together.
I'm in pain.
Where's the pain?
Down below.
You're doing really well, all right. We're getting the help to you as quickly as we can, OK. Let me know when that baby's born, all right?
I think the thing's just come out.
Is it like a sack? What?
I think so. You think? I've just heard water.
Right, OK.
Yeah, and it's moving.
There's something moving in the sack?
Yeah.
Okay, so the help has been arranged. If the sack doesn't immediately break open, you then pinch the sack with your fingers and twist it hard, okay? Is the baby breathing?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, I know it's difficult, all right? You're doing really well.
I can't move.
Okay, Rachel, this is really important. I know you're scared, okay? I know you're on your own.
You can.
We're going to do this together, Rachel. You're doing really well. You need to pinch the sack with your fingers and twist it hard.
Oh, it's done. It's already done.
It's done. Is the sack open?
Yeah, it's out.
The full baby's out?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to try and keep the baby level with your bottom. Is the baby crying or breathing?
No. Oh. Oh, I'm shivering.
I know, you're doing really well.
It's cold.
I know, you're doing really well. Try and relax, okay? You're doing amazing.
The crew's been there a while and they've been banging on the door. No one's coming.
I can hear the crew banging.
Can you hear them?
Yeah. Is that the crew there?
Yeah, they're here.
Is that the crew with you now, Rachel? I'll leave you with them, all right?
Yeah.
Take care now. Bye bye.
Thanks.
Let me know when they're right with you, Mum. Megan, you did really well on that call. There's nothing else she could do.
That was so weird. She felt like her waters had broke, and then she could see the sack moving.
587 Bolton are asking, has the placenta delivered over? Roger, thanks, and just asking if it's a boy or a girl. Roger, thank you. Baby boy. And it's nice and pink and healthy.
So, I always have a dream that I have a baby and it ends up sleeping in a drawer. Like, I pull this drawer out and this baby just sleeps in this drawer.
Hang on a minute. Oh, is that social services? I think we've got a lady that needs to be put on your register.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, in a drawer. Yeah, the worst kind.
Megan, she did have a baby.
Did she?
And it's all right.
Oh, good. So did I deliver a baby?
Well, yeah.
Ah.
So you get a stork badge.
Since the start of their shift just an hour and a half ago, the service has already received over 300 emergency calls.
Monday Daves are the worst kind of Daves. Just generally a very busy shift.
We get a bit inundated on a Monday morning because the doctors come in, their phone lines are probably crammed, aren't they, with people wanting appointments, and then the next minute we're getting all the referrals.
Yeah.
Hospitals are the same.
We'll manage. Me and my bestie.
Cheeky bugger.
It's emergency disconnecting place at 0949.
Emergency disconnect, please!
Emergency disconnect is triggered when there are 10 or more 999 calls waiting to be answered.
It's Monday morning. We're on emergency disconnect.
Call takers must now clear their lines unless dealing with life-threatening cases.
So I need to hang up to take another emergency call. Help has been arranged.
So I do need to hang up now to take another call. The help has been arranged.
I do need to make you aware we are extremely busy at the moment with our emergencies, so I can't tell you how long we're going to be.
I've never seen emergency disconnect in a day before.
Have you not?
I don't think I have.
You don't work many days.
Not this early, anyway.
Each dispatcher allocates ambulances to a specific area. Looking after central Manchester, the busiest patch is Dave.
I've got 25 ambulances on duty. I've got 22 active jobs. I've got a few crews who are unavailable. And I've got 9 outstanding emergencies waiting to be allocated on. The numbers don't add up.
It's all mathematics, isn't it?
So, hopefully, some of Mark's crews will clear my area and I can steal them from these jobs. But
I hope not.
As it stands, a deficit of, like, 10 jobs, really.
Well, we're always on a back foot now, aren't we? Because we can't react.
Yeah. Of course, the 999 calls keep on coming in as well. You can never recover from it. It's just impossible until people stop ringing, basically.
Touch wood, no cat ones, and they'll get there.
Ambulance, is the patient breathing?
Yes, he's breathing, but he's just collapsed on the floor.
Tell me exactly what's happened.
Well, I just came to see how he was, and he opened the door, and then he just collapsed on the floor. He just went down like a sack of potatoes, really.
424, got you clear through.
We've got a 66-year-old male.
He's collapsed and he's got shallow breathing at the moment.
OK, no worries, pop it through.
Sounds too good, does it?
All right, does it?
As a paramedic, we just deal with one or two patients at a time. Control, on the other hand, have got hundreds of calls and jobs that are outstanding. It's probably better for me that I don't know how many jobs are waiting, because that would distract me from what I need to do.
Hello.
I'm out of breath now, going up the stairs.
Right, OK. Is there any way we can get in?
I'll see if I can move it.
Hiya, John. Hey, buddy, it's the ambulance. Are you able to move a little bit so we can get in and we can have a look at you?
I won't get my bum through that gap.
Well, if I can get my bum through,
I think you can get your bum through.
You've already slimmer than me.
Can you tell us what's happened?
I've got pains and I went out across the chest.
Across your chest. If you straighten your legs out in front of you...
I can get in now.
As you were on your way out, what happened? Did your legs give way or...?
I just had the pain and then I couldn't... I tried to sit down, but I fell down.
Right, OK.
His legs just give way, but he fell towards that corner there, you know, and banged his head.
Banged the back of his head.
Down.
Right.
Blood pressure's a bit low, John.
It is.
John, how old are you?
65.
Just put your knees on your wrist, John. One on the other side.
How are you feeling at the minute?
Not good.
Feel a bit off? Does he normally go out and about? Does he drive?
He's normally out every day.
Right, so it's unusual for him to be inside today. Right.
Something's just going on, isn't it? Like, just doesn't seem right.
1, 2, 3.
I wish she rouses up at the same time. Are they up?
Yeah.
There we go. There we are. Chairs behind you, John. Bit of a bump going onto the stretcher, onto the ramp. It's bright, that sun. Up down.
Do you want me to swing? Can you swing your legs up, or do you want me to do it for you? Take hold of my hands, John. Give them a good squeeze for me. Go on, as hard as you can. Harder. Harder. Pull me towards you and push me away. Right, OK. Is it just this one that's shaky normally, or are they both normally shaky?
They're both. When you have a cup of tea in the morning, yeah. Rest one cupboard, one on the other cupboard, and try to stop me shaking.
Right, so that is normal for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, OK.
But I've never had it like this before.
Never had it as bad as that. And it was like this yesterday?
Yeah, I couldn't walk.
Right.
Yeah, I had to go on all fours and walk across the floor to get to my bed.
How come you didn't ring for us then, John?
I didn't want to bother anybody.
No. You've been struggling, haven't you, now, for a few days?
Oh, yeah, really, yeah.
It's what we're here for, isn't it?
Yeah, I thank you for it as well.
I know, but if you need help, John, you must ring for us. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Got a bit of loss of tone to his left.
Was it?
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe we should go to
Stepping Hill
with him.
Strange, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm happy whenever you are then.
Good luck.
Amanda is concerned John may have had a stroke. The nearest specialist stroke unit is 6 miles away at Stepping Hill.
I've had... Three strokes.
You've had three strokes. How long ago was your last one? Months, years?
A few months ago.
When we're busy, generally the hospitals are very busy, the GPs are very busy. So if one part of the system fails, it has a knock-on effect.
Starting to get busy now.
Prior to being a paramedic, I worked in A&E, so I can appreciate the pressures that they are under.
I don't think we'll be too long now, John.
But standing there waiting for triage is frustrating, thinking about the other patients that you desperately need to get to because they're waiting for your help.
Are you ready for us? Yeah?
Four two four. I can see that you cleared from Stepping Hill.
Was there long delays there over?
Yeah, there's quite a long wait on the corridor. I think a few of us arrived all at the same time as well, so it's queuing for triage and then for beds.
Yeah, it's not ideal, is it?
Well, I bet you're starving now, so do you want to head back and pick up on your way?
Yeah, so thank you. We will speak to you soon.
Ambulance service, is the patient breathing?
No, everything's dead. I think he's on a heart attack or something.
Tell me exactly what's happened.
With the student, she's slipped on the field outside and she's complaining of pain in her spine and at the bottom of her neck.
And how old is she?
She's 12.
7 hours into their shift, and control has heard over 2,000 cries for help.
tell me exactly what's happened?
He's come in this morning. Yeah. He's not feeling too good. He's not breathing properly.
Okay.
Obviously, last time the ambulance came, I think he needed about three because he's quite a big man, you see.
Across Greater Manchester, there are over 100 people waiting for an ambulance.
Ambulance service, is
a
patient breathing?
I want to cancel the ambulance. I've waited 2 hours now.
That's fine. Is the patient awake?
I'm just saying I've not got time to speak and
that's
be annoyed.
Right. No, that's fine, but I need to bring up the previous
right,
call.
Okay.
So is the patient awake?
Right.
I'll call back if you disconnect. Okay, so is the patient awake? Hello? Hello?
Some people are so rude.
Tell me exactly what's happened.
He suffers with motor neurons disease and dementia.
So what's the reason she's not well? Tell me what's happened.
She can't tell me because she can't talk. She's had strokes.
Welcome to the O2 messaging service. The person...
You've not even told me the address. How can I cancel an ambulance if I don't know where you are?
Another blanket for you.
At Fairfield Hospital, Rick and Chris have been waiting for over an hour to hand over an elderly patient with dementia.
Alpha 347.
347, go ahead.
Hi, mate. Just a quick update to explain why there's been heavy delays at Fairfield. They're just asking us to sit with a patient. Because of lack of staffing and beds, etc. at Fairfield, they've only got 7 members of staff instead of 14. Obviously, it's causing us a few delays.
That is not ideal.
We're getting more calls than we have ambulances, basically.
Yeah, double.
Which then has a knock-on effect on hospitals.
Yeah, everything grinds to a halt, basically. Demand outweighs supply. The National Health Service is under pressure that it's never experienced before. Winter is a prime example. You hear on the news about winter pressures affecting the NHS. The sheer volume of calls coming in, it can really just be off the scale. If you were in a boat and there was a hole in it and you were trying to bail the water out, if you become frustrated at what you're doing, you're going to sink. And that's what it feels like. And if the boat doesn't sink by the end of the shift, you've done good.
Ambulance, is the patient breathing?
He is, love, but he's had a fit and he's collapsed on the floor.
How old is he?
How old is he? 19.
All right, OK, no problem. What's the address of the emergency?
Stockport.
Alpha 302.
302, cheers, buddy. Right, I've got a heap of work outstanding in the stack at the moment.
We've got a 19-year-old male having some sort of seizure or a fit.
It looks like it's in a business place or a building site. It's not quite clear.
Okay, mate, on route to Reddish, thank you.
On a building site, having a fit?
Yeah, that's worrying, isn't it?
Wow.
Let's hope he's not having a fit on the scaffolding, mate. Hello. What's this chap's name?
Ryan.
Ryan, OK. How long was he fitting for?
2 or 3 minutes.
OK. Ryan,
yep.
How you doing, mate?
Not much.
Do you know where you are?
Work.
Are you epileptic?
Nope.
You're not epileptic? So, Ryan, at the minute, because you've had this seizure, you'd be a bit, like, sort of confused and you might not remember what's going on, but you'll slowly start remembering things, all right, yeah? It'll all come back to you in a minute, mate, don't worry. Right, Ryan, hang on a second,
right.
Mate, we'll give you a hand, yeah?
You let's go. Hold
that's
up.
It. Good man, have a sit on that chair. There you go, bud.
Thank you.
Right, buddy. Jump in this bed for me. Have a seat on here.
Good man. I think Mum's arrived.
Jumping on?
Yeah, am I coming with you?
Well, we'll just decide what's going to... Yeah, we're going to go to hospital, but I need a bit of a history off you as well, because did it happen last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, OK.
You were on a job, weren't you?
Well...
And I don't know what happened. I just got a phone call saying Ryan's having a seizure.
Yeah.
But he was over 6 months ago. He has had one.
So he's had one 6 months ago, one last
over
week.
Over 6 months, about 7 or 8,
okay.
To tell you the truth.
Yeah.
He's had one last week.
And that was his first ever one 6 months ago?
Nothing, yeah.
Right, okay.
And
okay.
He's had, like...
2 in 2 weeks now. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a shock for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Especially so close together.
Got it.
You see, that's what I'm worried about.
Worried about what?
Right, mate, let's come around this other side of this blood pressure cuff. Good man. So you do actually get up there then, yeah?
He was the other week, but because he had this on Tuesday, they've said they had the rest of the week off and put him in the yard. So he's not going to be able to do it, is he?
What the fuck was that happening today?
The foreman said, let you have tomorrow off, and if you're okay, you can come in the next day. Might just stick you in the yard, right, for now.
Sticking,
yeah, but if it's like that, you can't have me in the yard.
No, no.
Do you know what I mean? No, it's not safe for other people.
No.
We'll see what they say, but don't give up hope yet, mate, of working.
Patient Ryan is taken to the nearest hospital, Stepping Hill.
Tom, I think I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 ambulances here.
It's gonna be a long one.
All right. I've never seen it as buzzy. Hi, Pa. Hey, no signs.
Hi, mate. Join the club.
Hi, you're right.
Yeah, we've just seen how long the wait time is.
For to be seen, yeah. It's like an hour and a half.
Hour and a half for us. It's one of them, mate. There's no room upstairs, so there's no room to take anybody here upstairs, so there's no room for us to go. It's just like that domino effect. But then they've put a new department down here, but the more beds you get from somewhere, the more they get filled. So you can't, you know, it's... I don't know what the answer is, really.
Across Greater Manchester, there are 61 ambulance crews currently on scene. 35 crews are waiting with patients at hospital.
My name's Philippa, I'm ringing from North West Ambulance Service. I'm just after a bit of an update on the department, if that's OK. And the waiting time to your doctor. And number of outstanding bed requests.
In control, Philippa is responsible for monitoring hospital capacity across the region. Where paramedics are experiencing delays handing over patients, she can deploy additional staff to help clear the queue.
We're unable to get hold of anybody in A&E just for an update, or I need to hear if the crew's been offloaded. GM as a whole, we've currently got 130 jobs unallocated in the whole of Greater Manchester. So we are trying to minimise every delay at site just to get back into the community to respond to these jobs. But if you could get hold of A&E and get them to give us a call back or something like that, or that's brilliant. Thank you very much. Cheers. Bye.
We've moved up.
Moved up.
We're getting there. Slowly but surely.
Fourth in the queue.
So that means we're fifth?
We're fifth. I'm sure we'll be third before. Are we fifth now?
I rang up for an ambulance for a 12-year-old girl. I was just wondering if we could have an ETA because she's very cold, she's shivering, her lips are now going blue.
I've just called an ambulance about 45 minutes ago for a patient, and he's clinically deteriorating.
They've been waiting for an ambulance.
OK, has your condition worsened since you last spoke to us?
I can't move.
Okay, I do apologise for how long you're having to wait. We have just been a little bit busy in the area.
I mean, I do be.
I understand.
Hello there, this is North West Ambulance Service here. I'm just giving you a ring to apologise for the delay. We are just extremely busy at the moment with our emergencies.
To focus resources in the right place, when demand is high, patients who have been waiting a long time are called back to check if they still need an ambulance.
Is the ambulance still required for you, Sal? Yeah. And has your condition worsened since you made the earlier call to us?
I'm starting to hurt myself.
You've hurt yourself?
Like, I'm banging the head of the wall.
You've hurt yourself on purpose?
Yeah.
Are you feeling violent at all?
Just towards myself.
I do need to ask you, are you thinking about committing suicide?
No.
okay. And I just want to double check with you, okay? Since you have banged your head and you've scratched yourself, is there any bleeding?
No, it looks like I've not banged my head hard enough.
You've not. That's all right then, okay.
It's 3:30. Across the northwest, there are 275 patients being treated and 292 waiting for an ambulance. This level of demand triggers an emergency protocol.
Hello, Jackie speaking.
Hey, Jackie, it's Sean in the ROCC.
Hiya, Sean.
So they're going to be escalating to DMP level 2. That was at 1525.
Right, OK, yeah.
I think activity is at 565, so we're still climbing towards... well, towards level 3, isn't it? It's going that direction.
All right, thank you very much for that. Thank you. Bye. Right, we're going to DMP level 2.
Excuse me, boys and girls. If any crews on that haven't done 12 hours, can we ask them if they're prepared to stay on?
They never stopped.
The hits just keep on coming.
The managers have asked us to ask everybody if they want to do any overtime if you're not on a 12-hour shift.
So in your case, we'd be looking till 8 o'clock tonight, if at all possible.
This is the first time the demand level 2 protocol has been activated in 5 months. Call handlers must now ask patients with less urgent medical need if they can get to hospital without an ambulance.
OK, Thomas, I do need to say that we are very busy with emergencies and we are unable to tell you when you will get an ambulance, OK? We do have to ask everyone, is there any way you can safely make your own way to the hospital?
We are unable to tell you when you will get an ambulance. Is there any way you can safely make your own way to the hospital?
You may be called back by a clinician. Only call us back if the patient's condition worsens.
I don't ever remember being in level 2, actually. We've just got an awful lot of jobs coming in.
Manchester Royal is on a formal deflection for 1 hour from now to Withinshaw.
So then Withinshaw is going to be on a back foot and then we're going to be on a back foot and then it's all going to go downhill from here, Mark.
It's already gone downhill.
I know, but it's going to be worse. I can feel it coming.
In southeast Manchester, Damien and Tom are with patient Raymond.
Right, I'll do some ops for you, mate.
Yeah.
Following a blood test at hospital this morning, he now needs to return for a transfusion.
302.
302, go ahead.
Hi, mate, just checking, that formal deflection, does that include admissions? We've got a GP referral here to MRI.
302, yeah.
That includes everything. Over.
OK, thanks. So just to confirm, it's to Withinshaw, yeah?
GP. It is to Withinshaw, yeah.
Yeah. OK, no, mate, thanks. Raymond, we've got a bit of a problem. Unfortunately, the MRI is chock-a-block. It's full to capacity, so we're going to have to go to Withinshaw.
To Withinshaw?
Yeah. Yeah?
Well, Withinshaw's no good for my daughter.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to let the nursing home know and we'll ring your daughter and tell her what's going on.
But she's got to go mad.
I'm sure she'll be happy that you're getting the treatment that you need.
But not at Withinshaw.
Well, I know it's a different hospital, but... they're just as good as MRI, yeah? And they're clearly not as busy, yeah? So hopefully you'll be seen and treated quicker.
All right, Raymond, that's us. We're just pulling into Withinshaw. OK. I'll just take this off, Raymond, OK? Just raise that arm up for me. Good man.
Raymond did not look happy about that.
No, he wasn't.
And the reason probably why is because they're waiting for blood results.
Yeah.
They need the bed.
Yeah, they don't want to keep him there.
He's taken up a bed.
Yeah.
He's waiting for a blood test. They say, right, we'll send you home.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, the results come back and he's back in hospital, all because they're trying to free beds up to people that need them.
Yep.
Since 7 o'clock this morning, they've not had a single break between the calls.
No.
At all.
It's crazy.
The longest break I've had between a call is maybe 30 seconds today.
Not even that.
Not even that.
It's just, like, constant. The second you put the phone down, it's like...
beep.
I'm going to be hearing that in my sleep. Like, I normally, you know, I said I dream and sleep talk, but tonight it's all I'm going to be saying. Ambulance service.
It's when you're driving home and you're going like that, try to move your mic.
Or when I'm on the phone and I have a phone voice with these guys that I don't with ambulance service. Is the patient breathing?
11 hours into the shift, control have taken over 3,700 calls.
We've got 113 jobs waiting, and we've got 98 vehicles out the meal window.
So the longest wait currently for an ambulance is... ..7 hours.
Doing the best we can, aren't we? She's lost the plot now, haven't you? She's lost it.
Square eyes, mate.
I've never done a Monday as bad as this for a while.
This can last 2 or 3 days to really get on top of.
Yeah. Need a pocket full of miracles.
It's 6 o'clock. Jordan and Amanda have just dropped off another patient at Stepping Hill and are due to finish their shift.
It's really busy in there.
Staff are run off their feet, aren't they?
Did you see down the other end? They were sort of makeshifting cubicles up with just, like, temporary things, yeah. People were just, like, added on to other cubicles and partition walls put up.
Alpha 424.
424, thank you.
You are now out of system for your rest break, so don't know if you want to make your way back for that.
We're both happy to do another job if you've got anything waiting. Or is that a silly question?
It's a silly question. We've got loads.
I'll pass details in a moment, if that's OK.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks a lot. Right, so, a little one-year-old female, bless her. Fever, wheezing, chest...
999 room, activate.
Cough. Call the GP, but no appointments.
Right.
No appointments for a one-year-old? That's pretty, pretty bad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit poor, isn't it?
Hiya.
Hi.
Oh, are we still here?
Yeah.
Come on, doggy.
Gaz, paramedic.
So she's been unwell over the past week?
Yeah.
What sort of symptoms?
Wheezy cough,
yeah.
On her chest, wheezing. Obviously, temperature.
Yeah.
The temperature started to increase today.
Is it?
Like I say, she's not been clothed really or controlled, got her into the bath.
That does sound like a bad cough.
Yeah. It's my wife, you see. I've had to get back. She's just going ballistic. She tried to get her in there.
Yeah, we got that through that you tried to get, and they said there's no appointment.
Can't
that's
him.
Pretty bad, yeah, for a little 1 year old.
If it's under 2 year old, you know me.
Yeah, they're normally pretty good with that. Have you noticed any other symptoms?
She had a bit of diarrhea this morning.
Right.
As I flew out the door.
Right.
Nice.
That was good timing, yeah. Well done there.
Yeah.
Oh, clever girl. Well done. Can I listen to your chest at the same time?
It's a pinky punk.
I'm just going to check her blood sugar, if that's
sure,
all right.
Yeah.
So it's just a little...
She's used, honestly, even when she was first born, she was kept in for a week.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't maintaining the temperature, so they had to put her on antibiotics.
Right.
Daisy,
scratch.
Do you know the time that she last had a paracetamol?
I'm sorry.
Not 100%.
No, it's all right, don't worry.
Good girl.
It's tough.
Yeah, she is.
So... We would probably advise a trip to the hospital.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm expecting it, yeah.
Due to her age and sort of things, we'll get her seen by a doctor.
Yeah, no worries.
Sorry about your weight as well.
Don't worry. It's
been horrendous today. Just to pre-warn you as well, it is Stepping Hill, isn't it, from here?
Yeah.
That's busy as well, unfortunately. All right.
Can't wait to get out and get home. Take the dogs for a walk and then go and have a Bacardi and Coke.
Hello, my darling. How are you?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Good.
Welcome to the Pleasure Dome.
You on tomorrow night, mate?
No, I'm done now. This is me. I've got 3 weeks off.
Oh, what life must be like being a part-timer.
Going Benidorm.
Oh,
going
God.
Benny?
Oh, God.
No. Well, I might not come back. Who knows?
Watch out, Benny.
302. Thank you for today. It's been a bit of a stinker, really. We're walking out of here and there's still 130 in the stack for the night staff, so poor them. But thanks again, and I'll speak to you next time you are on duty.
130. That's not good.
Then it could be just exactly the same again tomorrow. All the pairs.
It's hard to recover from, isn't it, really?
Try and have a good shift.
Sorry, mate.
Good night, you two.
See you later.
Sleep well.
Yeah, follow me.
At least it's not snowing now.
Yeah, I know. Thank God. I'll go through this.
Hello. Hi.
So, this is little Sophia. She's 18 months old. Generally unwell over the past week with sort of cough and cold-like symptoms.
Okay.
They have actually phoned the GP today to get an appointment, and they were told there were no GP appointments available.
Oh, have a little seat in there, love, and I'll be in a second. Yeah, sure. I'll check you out first.
Cheers. I'm going to get booked in.
Okay.
All right, see you later. Yeah. See you, Gareth. All right.
See you later.
Thank
bye.
You.
You're welcome. See you. Bye, Sophia.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Days when it's really busy and we know that everybody's stretched. Although inside I do feel, oh, you know, this frustrates me, I do think it's really important that we all try and work together as a team. If you weren't willing to go above and beyond, then potentially you're in the wrong job.
You do not speak.
Because people rely on us, people need us.
You rise with the sun.
I don't do it for thanks.
You can't hide your shadow.
I do it for the love of it.
Till the day is done.
I'm proud to work for the NHS. I am.
When the first rays of light shine through, you wake first, waiting.
Next on Ambulance.
There's a body in the river.
Where?
The police are there with him.
People jump off the bridge and are seen by people on the banks.